Welcome back to the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby. Paul Ramo broadcasting from our Q92 booth in the commercial building. Got a lot of traffic for a Thursday, that's for sure. It's been a lot of fun here so far in Canby here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. The inflatables, there are so many inflatables. I lost count. I can't count them all. There's so many. And must have quadrupled the size of the inflatables from last year. And the kids, it's all free today. I don't know how long it goes. It goes until 8 o'clock tonight. It's all free, the inflatables here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. And somebody that knows all about that is Peter Hogan. Peter joins me here in the booth.
Yes, hi, Paul.
Did you go down the water slide inflatables or just throw your kids down there?
No, I did not. And in fact, I told my kids to stay out of the water ones.
Oh.
They'd get sweaty enough on the other ones the way it was.
Okay. Well, I've asked Peter to stop by the booth here, find an advertiser with us, Sandhill Mills.
Yep.
Peter and his wife, Brittany, are in business together. How's that going?
Going well.
Business together with your wife, I meant.
Well, yeah, that's going well, too.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah, no, she handles the business side of things with the website and troubleshooting on the back end, and I do the farming and the milling side, and
great.
We collaborate well, and then she does the baking and the testing of the product.
Oh.
So we know we have good product, too. So.
Oh, I could do that. I could test the product. So tell our listeners exactly what this is, Sandhill Mill. What is it?
Yeah, so Sandhill Mill was born out of our farm operation going organic, and our certifier had said, hey, you should probably have another crop in the rotation besides corn and soybeans. Throw some small grain in. I said, oh, sure, I can do that. So I called my seed supplier up, and I said, send me some seed. And he goes, yeah, how about einkorn or emmer or something? And I go, oh, I didn't know what that was. I just thought it was a different variety. And he goes, well, no, it's ancient grains.
Ancient grains.
Yeah, so, of course, I'm at my computer, and I had to quick Google it. And he's telling me about how he was over in Europe, and he can spend a month in Europe and eat all the bread he wants, and he doesn't feel sick and doesn't have an upset stomach or anything like that. He comes back to America, and he's here for 2 days, and he's sick.
Issues.
Yeah, he has issues again with his gut. And he said it's all in the wheat varieties they grow over there. Well, of course, this piqued my interest, and I said, sure, send me some of that seed. You know, I want to do something different.
Right.
And he goes, well, I could do that, but you got to have a market for this. You got to have it sold before you even put it in the ground.
Okay.
And so then that's kind of when I brainstormed a little bit, and I didn't know of anybody else around who had a flour mill, who was milling flour in western Minnesota, and especially doing those specific varieties. So I pitched the idea to Brittany, and thankfully, she said yes, because I had already ordered the mill. And she thought I was having a midlife crisis at first. But yeah, so I ordered a stone mill because I thought, you know, if we're going to have ancient grains that go, they date way back to biblical times with
right.
Moses and the Israelites.
Yep.
So I thought, well, if we're going to grow that wheat, we got to have stone mills, just like they would stone
right.
mill.
Yep.
And so that's what we use, our stone mills on our farm. And we've since upgraded to a newer, larger mill.
Upgrading.
So yeah, upgrading, more efficient. It has a finer grind, so it's a better quality flour, higher extraction rates. So we have more product to sell. Yeah, so
the business is really starting to take off now, isn't it?
It is. Word is getting out that we're doing this. A lot of people still don't know that we're doing this around here,
yep.
but word is starting to get out about our flour and the wheat that we're growing and the healthy, nutritious side of it, because the flour that we have is not like the flour that's going to be on the store shelf.
Right.
They remove a lot of the nutrients out of that, and then they put fake nutrients into it. They enrich it.
Okay.
And so our flour has, if you buy whole wheat flour, it has nothing removed from it. If you buy sifted flour, that removes about 8% of the wheat berry.
Okay.
Mostly just the bran. So it's still a darker flour, but we consider it a sifted white flour.
Right.
And it's way healthier, has a lot of micronutrients in it. And your stomach's going to thank you for it.
It might, well, I've been having this stomach issues the last year and a half or so, and I bought some of your, at the Madison Merck, you have the pancake mix, and I bought some of that, and perfect. It worked great, and I'll continue to buy that. Where can people get this?
So we do have one variety of our flour is available on store shelves. We're at the Merck with our high-protein flour, which is popular with the bread bakers, especially sourdough bakers. It's also at Jubilee in Madison. And then we have it at Jim's Market here in Canby. So if you happen to visit the Yellow Medicine Fair and you want to grab a bag of flour, just head over to Jim's Market and look for us in the flour aisle. Okay. I just checked yesterday and there's still a couple bags left.
Okay, so you better run over there and get them.
I'm going to have to restock here real soon.
Right.
And we fresh mill to order. So when people order their flour, we have a lot more varieties and a lot of different flours available on our website. And so if you order that way, especially with those specific varieties of einkorn, emmer, stuff like that, we mill it as the order comes in, so it's fresh.
Nice, nice.
Good flavor.
Got a website people can go to?
Yeah, sandhillmill.com.
Can't be any simpler than that.
Yep.
sandhillmill.com. So check that out if you're listening, and you can place your order right on that website.
Yep, buy it right off the website, and we have a drop-off location at the Merck in Madison, Gnometown Grounds in Dawson, or A New Leaf here in Canby.
Okay, good. Well, Peter, thanks for joining me here at the fair. What do you like about the Yellow Medicine County Fair? Favorite food, anything?
Oh, boy. My boys just got some of the deep-fried donuts here from the corn and soybean growers.
Yeah.
And the cotton candy.
Looks like your boy in front of you has got cotton candy all more on his face than in the bag.
I think he's wearing more than he ate.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Peter. Appreciate your time.
Yep. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Peter Haugen from Grand Hill, Sandhill Mill out of Canby, right?
There you go. Sandhill Mill.
Sandhill Mill. I get it right. All right. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.